This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Tonight's list, everybody,
is about that from the Chive.
Barstool Sports.
The Toledo Blade.
I mean, if you would have chosen one, Kevin, you should have gone with the Athletic Stars 2020 featuring Sean Shapiro.
Man, I don't have a subscription.
However, you would have been wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Colby, you're right.
Yep.
Oh. How would you not choose the Toledo Blade?
I've never seen the Toledo Blade.
It's run by Wesley Snipes. He had to take up a business after his tax evasion problems.
No, that's Harrison Ford's house in Toledo. Oh,
he runs away from it.
Ding, ding.
Sure. Oh, no.
What?
He run with his... Ooh. Did he have those in prison? Is he in prison or did he get out?
He got out.
That's right.
Was it with the blade?
No. Tonight's list comes from the Chive. Strange observations reveal Disney in a whole new light. Kevin, Whoa. Sing it.
A whole new...
Oh.
Is Aladdin not your favorite movie?
Your company is anti... Or at least your founder
Do not say that.
They froze his head, but the hate remained.
In his heart?
Yeah, but it was separated from his body, so I think it's okay.
Number one on tonight's list. The Little Mermaid must have pooped her pants at least once on her first day as a human.
Hold on, because she doesn't... Yeah, because she didn't have a butt before. She had
a
tail.
Wait, no. Are we saying that the merfolk don't have some kind of mer toilets in their mer castle?
Yeah. No.
They just poop in the water and it floats up to the top. That's exactly how fish...
That's what. Yeah.
Have you never heard that Toady song? I poop in the water.
I come from the water.
I poop in the water. I poop in the water now. You don't remember that song?
That's the part.
I think mermaids, I don't think they have a toilet.
Yeah, they do. They've got a castle. They don't need a castle. They've got a castle.
Even if they had a toilet, it would just float up.
So maybe the toilet's on the ceiling.
Yeah. So like if you ever go through the ocean and you see this big honk of poo, just know that there's probably a mer person.
So if you want to hook up with a merfolk, jump in that big poo water.
I don't want to hook up with a merfolk.
Why not?
Because where are you going to put it?
What if she looks like Ariel?
She was underage.
Well, when I was younger, it was okay. And I feel like we've grown.
I don't think you said that.
I was like seven.
Okay, but I don't think you said that the way you thought you did in your head. But you can't put it anywhere because she has a tail.
Number two on tonight's list. Did any of y'all see Mulan?
No.
Not Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I have seen that.
But Mulan.
Yes.
I don't know what this means, but Mulan couldn't have saved China if she had big boobs, is what they said on this list.
Yeah, because she was pretending to be a man. A man soldier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So if she was running around there with big can-cans, they'd been like, nope, pretty sure.
What's going on with your diet?
Yeah, just been working, chest a lot in the gym. Pecs on 10.
Number three on tonight's list, Pinocchio's nose could have been used as an endless supply of lumber. I think we all missed out on this.
That's true.
Every time he lied, you just chop it off.
Do you think it hurts when you chop off his nose?
I don't know.
I mean, he wasn't a real boy.
You think he has a choice at that point, though?
Man, he was held captive by that old man. So
for his nose?
You don't want to know why.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Did I not watch Pinocchio the right way?
All right. So check it out. I'm going to explain it to you like this, Corey. There's an old man who's far too old to have a son of his own who builds this puppet that looks like a little boy that he can play with and manipulate all he wants. And all he wants to do is for him to turn into a real boy. Why do you suppose that is? And then his nose extends out curiously looking like a big old...
Because he wants a son. He wants a son.
He's too old to have a son. He's like 70.
Well, and
that's
see,
too old.
He never had a son.
Do y'all keep saying old man because y'all don't remember Geppetto?
Who's Geppetto?
That's the old man.
Isn't that an old
Who's
man?
Who's the pedophile? Geppettophile. Yeah! They tried to tell you in the name!
Oh my God.
He's a Geppettophile!
The revelations.
Holy effing gosh!
You're welcome, America.
He's a Geppetto file.
I know. We just solved that problem. Thank you, Reggie, for bringing that up.
I'm not happy I did that.
If you hadn't thrown
that's
that.
That's your fault. You're well, hold on now. You're at least partially responsible for that.
Number four on tonight's list. After,
Geppetto is mainly responsible.
After everyone transforms back into a human at the end of Beauty and the Beast, it must have cost a fortune to restock the castle with furniture.
Man, that's a good point. Plus, like, how insane do you sound when you go back home? Hey, where have you been for, like, I don't know, 15 years?
I was a teapot.
Yeah, I turned into a teapot. And they're like, okay, if you had another family, just tell me. No, I swear, I was a teapot.
This dude was keeping us the guy, the beast.
Yeah, plus, do you look like you did 15 years ago, or what's the story?
Some super hot chick came along and saved us all.
Yeah, even though she was taken kidnapped. She was kidnapped and fell in love with her captor.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
Number five on tonight's list. Cinderella must have had some messed up feet if her slipper didn't fit anyone else's foot. Anyone else's foot.
That's a good point.
Right.
I hadn't really thought about that.
She had big old bunions.
Or maybe she had really tiny feet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Mix a salad with all them croutons.
What? Gross.
Number six, 100% of Disney queens are evil. Therefore, all the Disney princesses are closeted psychopaths.
Oh, my God.
Right? Isn't that what happens when you have an evil mom? You're a closeted psychopath?
Man, you think about it. Cinderella had her clothes made by birds and animals. Snow White fell into a work situation with a bunch of dwarfs.
Oh, yeah. There's more on Snow White momentarily.
Oh, no.
All right, number seven. From Snow White's perspective, the old peddler woman was totally legit. She gave her an apple, told her to make a wish. The next thing she knows, the prince is there to take her away, and she's surrounded by friends. Because she fell asleep.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So she thinks that old lady, she thinks that lady with the apple is awesome. She's like, hold on, if I see that lady again, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
She woke up with a prince making out with her.
Man. By the way...
Is that Snow White or Sleeping Beauty?
He didn't get consent for that. I think Snow White was asleep, too.
Was she?
We got kind of lazy with the storytelling.
Where did the dwarves go? The
movie would come out like every 6 months. He pretty much had to watch it. But that guy didn't get consent.
She was asleep on a bed when he made out with her.
That's not okay.
But what about the dwarves? Where did the dwarves
they
fall
they couldn't wake
here?
Her up,
she had
remember?
To get a job, and then they ran her down. They were like, hi-ho, because she made out with that prince.
Number eight on tonight's list, the creators of Finding Nemo missed the ultimate fish pun by saying the end at the end of the movie instead of Finn.
Oh, man.
Get it?
French.
Fish.
I mean, it is.
Number nine, Cinderella's dress must have been revealing if the prince looked at her all evening without being able to remember her face.
Man, maybe she just had a busted face.
And boobies, though. You know? All I could think about.
In her feet.
Aladdin's only friends were a carpet that moved, a smoking lamp, and a monkey that he talked to. He was totally on drugs, right?
If you are to believe that actually happened.
What? Is this the Fresh Prince scenario?
You have to remember at the very beginning of the movie, it starts with a merchant trying to sell you a lamp. Honestly, I think he makes up that whole story to try and get you to buy the lamp.
I didn't want no stupid lamp.
Yeah. Did you see the live-action Aladdin? It's not that bad.
That sounds like it's a good way of saying
I have not seen it yet.
I mean, I thought it was going to be terrible.
But I know you love Will Smith.
Will Smith is box office poison, but that's why Omega Man is going to fail super hard.
Gemini Man,
whatever.
Kappa Man.
Yeah, don't say that. But it's going to fail. But he was actually really good in that movie.
You looking at me like that, Reggie?
You know why.
Disneyland is the greatest human trap a mouse has ever made.
Oh, man.
No, it's true. Yeah.
The movie Frozen is a cautionary tale for overly restrictive parents. Kids need to experience life so that they don't marry the first guy they meet or go all ice witch on people at the first sign of conflict. Frozen's such a good movie, though.
It's always your concern, right?
Yes.
You're not going to go ice witch on me now, are you?
Oh, man, they do, though, right?
Yeah.
God, they could do that so quick.
Kids are jerks.
Number 13, the prince in Snow White actually kisses the corpse of a miner he's just seen.
Yeah, because from the 940, pretty sure Snow White was dead.
Yeah, well.
What? She was?
But how did she just came back to life?
Man.
Because of a kiss?
Dude, no wonder she hung on to that guy. If this kiss can bring people back from the dead, what other kind of magical powers does it have if you get like an Australian kiss?
Let's see what his wand's all about.
Yeah. You know what I really wish? I want to say this. Besides, this is a terrible show. You guys, you should email us to come up and sit in on a show. The number one value of entertainment on this show is looking into the other studio and just watching the disappointment, disgust, and all the other emotions that wash over Reggie's very expressive face. As he tries to figure out how the hell he's going to get anywhere with this motley crew of idiots.
That is the best joke ever. I can't say it.
Number 14 on tonight's list. Considering how there's no traces of humans in The Lion King, it could be set in any era. The Bronze Age, the 21st century, cyborg future where humanity's gone extinct. Anytime.
Oh, man.
Hakuna Matata was an elaborate ploy from Timon and Pumbaa to get Simba to eat bugs instead of them. He was like, that thing is about to eat us.
Oh, that's a good point.
If the mother in Tangled had just told Rapunzel her birthday was on a different date, the whole movie wouldn't happen.
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, check it out. I got it. If you want to borrow it, it's pretty good.
And by borrow, do you mean you'll never see it again?
I hope not.
I mean,
did you give Band of Brothers back yet?
Nope.
God.
Did I give Whipped back yet? Nope.
Well, that's a VHS. I don't need that one back. I don't even have a VHS player. Have you watched it, though?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. True Love's Kiss is Disney for... And then they boned.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could see that.
True Love's Kiss.
I mean, but like back then, that was like boning. Like if you kissed a girl, that was just about like going all the way until you got married.
Right. Ursula probably did Ariel a favor by taking her voice. Eric would have thought she was nuts talking about dinglehoppers and snarfblats.
How do you feel if you're Melissa McCarthy and they're like, we want to hire you to play the gross sea witch monster?
The fatty fat.
Yeah.
Like Ursula's pretty badass.
Yeah, but she was a gross sea witch monster.
Mm-hmm.
She was fat and mean.
Didn't have legs.
Mean, those characteristics apply to other people as well.
She had octotentacles.
Mm-hmm.
Eight tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
It checks out.
It's weird that only Lumiere... Is that his name?
Lumiere.
Lumiere has,
I mean, I don't know.
Has an accent, even though all the characters in Beauty and the Beast live in France.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part of that.
Stop. Hold on,
what do you think it is?
Well, because she falls in love with the guy who kidnaps her in her castle where all of the people have been turned into things. Like... Quite frankly, I think Lumiere or the Gaston is right to have concerns. Like, he's portrayed as a jerk, and he is, but some of his concerns, I think, are valid.
Mm. Number 21, Aladdin could have just handed the lamp to Jasmine, and they would have had three extra wishes.
Oh, man.
Instead, he wished for everything to go back to normal.
Oh, that's a good point.
All he had to do was be like, hey, you handle up on this thing.
That's a really good point.
Right.
And then we'll be okay. We can live forever together.
Why do you need logic when you're telling an elaborate story to sell a lamp?
That's a good point.
Saddest untold story within Beauty and the Beast is someone probably got turned into a toilet. We never know.
Oh, man.
And there the beast is just every day.
The toilet's just
yeah, because that beast is destroying that toilet, those big old animal poops.
And yeah, I mean, beasts, do they eat like regular foods? He's probably eating just like straight raw meat.
Yeah, and then eventually Belle.
Number 24.
What do you know about that?
What if Disney Animation made Frozen just so a Google search of Walt Disney Frozen wouldn't be the top result about the man himself?
Oh, man, that's a great point. Because Walt Disney's head is frozen in a cryogenic freezer. probably said, let me come back when certain people aren't around anymore, because he was filled with hate. But they didn't portray that in the Tom Hanks movie. Probably. I didn't want to.
All of Aladdin was a story told by the merchant. Okay.
Yes!
Boom! The Lion King song, I just can't wait to be king, is literally, I can't wait for my dad to die.
Oh, man. Oh, so he should have been happy. He should have teamed up with Scar.
Mm-hmm.
They both wanted the same thing.
Someday, future archaeologists are going to dig up Disney World and think it was some bizarre mouse-worshipping kingdom. This guy is just standing there holding the hand of this mouse, and everybody's like, what's going on? Is this where the mouse made the deal and then took over this whole kingdom?
And then they start looking for giant mouse bones.
In Little Mermaid, Prince Eric can't speak to the animals like Ariel can, so Kiss the Girl must have been very troubling 2 minutes for him.
They're just like,
like, what the hell is happening right now?
Are all the fish singing? What are they doing?
Did I get inked by an octopus or something?
Holy crap, that's amazing. I want to see a recut of that movie with him just standing there going, it's like he can hear the rhythm, maybe.
If the queen in Snow White has magic powers and can turn herself into an old hag, why didn't she just turn herself into someone more beautiful than Snow White?
Yeah, because she's trying to bring down the system.
And that's tonight's list, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.